times, right? Wherever he goes, he's going to find people of various backgrounds, various religions, various nationalities. And so I think Americans themselves have come to the determination that certain things have been basically wrong, and that there is a more appropriate way to deal with problems.
Is it true that, in that regard, that Wallace, by exploiting the fear of the unknown, was able to keep the races apart that much longer than in other places? I mean, you talk about leadership. Is that what his function or his role was in this state? Is that what the impact was?
When he talked of segregation?
No, to exploit the fear of the unknown and keep the thing boiling like that for so many years.
That was what was expedient to do at that time to gain public office or to remain in public office. It was no way to get elected to public office in Alabama had he taken any other course. That's evidence in that there were white so-called liberals running for the governor of the state of Alabama.
Even in 1970?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the open exploitation of race is a major issue in a statewide campaign. Stopped in most states before 1970.
Oh, sure.
But it was critical here, wasn't it?
Yes. Someone had to be last to get the message. Just so happened that Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama were the last to get the message. Maddox had his axe handled 4 years ago, too, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, but he lost. He didn't win that. Jimmy Carter won it.
So. Maddox got elected lieutenant governor.
Yeah, and who's predicted to be elected governor this time?
He won't make it.
Well, I wouldn't bet that.
I would.
Well,
maybe make them in first in the primary, but he'll never make the runoff.
I hope he doesn't, but being realistic.
No, well, I guess I was asking a broader question. What has been the impact of Wallace on this state's politics since 62? Is that the principal impact?
Since 62.
Since he came in office. Has he been
holding
that?
It has changed. His impact has changed. From the time that he shouted segregation today, tomorrow, and forever, he was applauded like no person in public life has ever been applauded. But now, I would dare say, I would be prone to say he would be booed if he said that in Birmingham, a Montgomery, a Tuscaloosa, a Tuskegee. It's obvious that he felt that that was not the proper thing to say when he ran this time. He made no mention of segregation and discrimination or turning the clock back. I don't recall.
But your reaction to that is that merely Wallace suggesting to change circumstances rather than any change in Wallace.
I would not venture to say whether he has changed as an individual or not. But I would say that he saw fit to keep a close watch on the mood of the general public as to what they would accept at this time and what they would not accept.
One of the blacks we talked to said that in order for him to believe that Wallace really changed, he'd have to do three things. Appoint blacks to boards and commissions in the state. And see that blacks were hired in the state government in proportion to their portion of the population, and third, to come out and say, look, I was wrong. I'm sorry I was wrong.
Then
he would believe.
That's not evidence enough to believe that he has changed. That would be evidence enough to believe that he still recognizes that he must do what's expedient to be done in order to remain alive politically. I'm concerned more about getting mandates from the courts and laws on the books than I am about individuals and as to whether they will change or not. For example, I did not pursue. I did not prevail upon the governor to hire black state troopers. I went before the legislature and asked that they hire black state troopers. But when they refused or rejected me there, I went into federal court. And so far as that question is concerned, it's settled. Blacks will constitute 25% of the workforce of the state patrol, Department of Public Safety, period. The highest ranking black woman in the Department of Public Safety is the Assistant Secretary of the State NAACP. It's not, to me, you don't try to change individuals, you try to change laws under which all of us live.
Yes, but a governor could provide the leadership that would really accelerate that.
I wouldn't trust at this point any governor to provide that type of thing and say that I honestly believe that this is what he's going to do. Simply because you point out one governor in the United States that has done what we are talking about that's desirable to be done. New York has fewer blacks in its state police force than Alabama has. Yet they are alleged to have been liberal since the beginning. California has fewer blacks than does Alabama. Yet it is supposed to have been liberal down through the years. I'm told you only have 4 blacks in the California Assembly. Alabama now has 13, possibly 15, 18, possibly 25. You see?
Yeah, what you're saying, that one sure way to get this is through the federal judiciary.
That, I think, really would be, is going to be the answer to the problems affecting.
You're going to get social change. That's the route to go in terms of getting it rapidly.
And, you know, this tokenism that these governors of Illinois and Indiana, New York has practiced, I have less appreciation for that than what has happened in the Deep South. Simply because blacks are finally discovering that they are left out of the mainstreams of things in New York and in Illinois, as much or more so as in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee. Even in the area of public education, some northern states had no black principals, while on the other hand, some had 1 or 2, 3 to 5. Alabama had as many as 500 to 600 black principals. And I suspect...
How many do they have now?
We have less than 50.
Would you agree with a black who moved up from Mississippi to Michigan? He said the difference was that in Michigan the rhetoric was very liberal and the results very conservative. In Mississippi, the rhetoric was conservative and the results were conservative.
Yes.
You know where you stood.
Yes, that's generally accepted as being a good sublimation. But listen, we must recognize that no race or no nation has stooped to raise another race or another nation unless they did it to project themselves or to sustain their possibility of survival. People must be concerned about themselves. People that find themselves in laboring under similar circumstances must make that first step themselves. Had we not gone into the federal courts and left it for Alabama to decide that they were wrong about not hiring blacks in the Department of Public Safety. We possibly would have had 5 black state troopers, and 2 or 3 blacks at various other levels in the Department of Public Safety. I don't know anything that would tell me anything different. Else, we didn't need the Supreme Court decision. We didn't need the anti-lynch laws. We didn't need any other decisions that we got. We would say we don't have to ever go into court again.
Who has had more impact upon the life of Alabama citizens in the last 10 years, George Wallace or Frank Johnson?
Well, if it were not for George Wallace, you probably wouldn't have heard of Frank Johnson. I would say that we might be glad that George Wallace came along. We might would have had a so-called liberal governor that would have sugarcoated and gave token apartment of blacks, and we would have been just like blacks in some other sections of the country who just haven't seen the light. And at this day, they still haven't seen the light. They still feel that simply because you can physically mix and mingle, that's it. And I don't know who would have had the greatest, who has had the greatest impact. I thank God oftentimes for Judge Johnson. And I'm just wondering, was it not God's wishes and will that George Wallace come on the scene? And when you say George Wallace in Alabama, I don't think it's even fair to limit it to him as an individual. There are thousands and thousands, millions of George Wallaces in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Illinois, Kentucky, Ohio, California.
What was your reaction to Senator Kennedy's coming here last year?
I didn't see fit to attend the occasion. I saw Kennedy coming, responding to an invitation as a basic courtesy gesture. I don't think he came to court the Wallaceites. I'd rather think he responded to an invitation, a common courtesy, and secondary to see and be seen. I don't think he felt that this was something that he must do to further enhance his chances of becoming President of the United States.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Not necessarily.
If you think back to the days of 1962 and 63 and so on, a little over 10 years ago, could you have foreseen the changes that have occurred in racial relations in this county or in this state?
Yeah.
You could have? Why?
Well, there were so many things that pointed in that direction. And the thing that I observed most of all was a feeling more or less on the part of blacks themselves that we're tired and we're no longer going to be subjected to this type of treatment, and you're not going to continue to grow up and be left out of things. I saw it coming. And it is for that reason that I stayed to make sure that I would play maybe a minor role in that change, as a number of other blacks. It was no question, though. It started before 64, 62, and 60. Blacks seem to have been determined that they were not going to live under conditions in which they lived the past 10, 15, 20 years, all their lives. And there were whites as equally as determined that this trend should be reversed, that it's morally wrong. There's a lot of work to be done yet. We still are not out of the woods. When you have a prison system with 80% of the men in prison black and 90% of the women in prison black, it goes back to unequal treatment in the courts. It goes back to magnify the idea that the poor and less affluent are the ones you're going to find being sent to prison. When you look at certain departments of state government and federal government here in the state of Alabama, where the federal government employs 52,000 people and less than 10% of those are black, yet we constitute 26.4% of the population. When you look at the federal government, less than 10% of those people are black. Now, they are running the percentages up for a number of reasons to say that it's greater than 10. But 90% of that 10 is in what we call the mop and broom department. The number of postmasters in the state and the small number of black postmasters. The appointments, federal and state appointments, have not gone to blacks. So it's still a lot to be done. And there's only one fear that I have, and I see I'm losing more and more of that every day, that since the barriers have been broken where we can communicate and where we can mix and mingle, that we might forget that the main thrust is equity in proportion to the population. But I'm not as concerned about that now as I was 2 or 3 years ago.
You're finding a growing determination.
Yes, among blacks.
Let me ask you this question about Wallace and how you perceive him, or how you perceive that most blacks in Alabama perceive him. Is it a question that George Wallace, because of his record insofar as politics is concerned, is beyond redemption?
I don't think that too much time should be spent looking back. You look back just long enough to see which is the right forward road to take. If we spend too much time talking about yesterday, unless we are using that to determine which route we should take today, we might still miss the boat. Instead of saying to our people how we were mistreated 8, 10, 12 years ago, surely we should be forever mindful of that. But we should try to use that time and that energy advising our people which forward road to take. I could have been still crying about the lack of blacks being in the Department of Public Safety. I never would have gone to the federal court and brought charges against the state of Alabama and won the case. That never would have happened. I think we should take a look at what needs to be done within the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, and work in that direction as fast as we can. And use a checkoff system and never stop, regardless of whether Wallace appoints 5 people in the next 6 months or 10 people. I don't know, we could talk on and on and on, but I'm one of the ones, and I know there are many that are not, that are determined that blacks get their right to share here in the state of Alabama. I think really the salvation of democracy is it's determined by a strong and a satisfied citizen. I don't see discontented people willing to continue to defend. But we have moved to the point, and thank God we have moved to the point, that we as blacks, I think we recognize that there are more people in this country that mean to do right as opposed to those that have been on doing wrong. Something very interesting happened up on questioning persons who have spent 5, 10, 15, 20 years in prison. Most of them felt that they were sent to prison unjustly so. They wasn't given a fair shake. But invariably, everyone that was questioned, would you be willing to defend this country in the event of that the president directs you to do so? They would answer to the affirmative. And that was really interesting. And these were black. 90% of these people were black. We did not find a single person, whether he spent 5 years or 10 years or 20 years in prison, whether he thought that it was just or not, that said that he would not defend this country. And I would be one who would always advocate that let's save the country and then get the bugs and snakes out later. You know, and I think that has been the black man's salvation. Loyalty to this country has impressed other people, although they may not say it openly, that they are impressed and appreciate the loyalty of this black man, but I think they do.
How would you feel if George Wallace won a Democratic presidential ticket?
I would have a feeling unlike I've ever had, I would suspect, and I couldn't hardly describe it because I've never had that kind of feeling. I suspect that's the best way I can answer that.
What would that feeling be, though? I mean,
it would. If you had not had it, I don't know how it would be. I just couldn't answer.
Oh, would it be a feeling of sinking, or?
Well, had we?
The implication is that it'd be one of total revulsion, but I don't want to put words in.
If we have not sunk under the Nixon administration, I don't know of any other administration that could, if we survived under the Nixon administration, I suspect we could survive under the leadership of any person. I would suspect so. In my estimation, Nixon has out-Wallaced Wallace. And we still around. Country hasn't fallen apart. You know, democracy is not centered around any one individual or any small cluster of people. Nixon is really insignificant so far as the security of this country is concerned. I guess you're surprised to hear that, but you probably know more about that than I. If that was in the hands of one individual, we'd be in a bad shape. Would you think so?
Yeah, we'd be down the tube.
Sure.
End interview with Thomas Reed. No more transcription. This tape.